Life Audio.
Welcome to Your Daily Prayer. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is power. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
The Power of Prayer, written and read by Jessica Van Roekel. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your heart enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great and might, that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Ephesians 1:17-20. I had forgotten how to pray. It was my first Moms in Prayer group, and we bowed our heads and hearts before the Lord to lift our children to him. Tears leaked from my eyes as I sat listening to the other women pray for my child. My pulse pounded in tune to my rapid heart rate as I sat humbled before God. I had forgotten how powerful prayer could be, and I realized how I had succumbed to a fatalistic view on it. Fatalism had crept into my heart because of unanswered prayers, prayers long waited for and prayers that felt unheard. I had taken the concept of God's sovereignty too far and exchanged faith for the belief that God would do his will whether I prayed or not. This led me to not praying, or at least praying less than wholeheartedly. In Paul's prayer to the Ephesians, we discover God's highest desire for every follower of Christ. He longs for us to know his Son better, to receive more wisdom, insight, understanding, and to experience greater power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Forgetting to pray or giving up on prayer leads us further away from God's heart for us. The disciples lived and learned from Jesus, and they still experienced some confusion. They needed the parables explained to them. They couldn't quantify how Jesus did miraculous acts. Sometimes he touched someone and their miracle happened, or someone touched Jesus and power flowed out of him. Other times he used his spit to make mud to give sight, and for blind man, sight came through a command. Yet God longs to give us more understanding about Jesus. Prayer is one way we can know him more. In the book of Romans, we read that hope does not disappoint us because hope is a person and Jesus is his name. And in Hebrews 11:1, we read that faith is the assurance of things hoped for, of things not seen. What does Jesus want to do in our life? He can give us wisdom, insight, and understanding, but we need to press in close to Him, to rely on Him, and to hope in Him. Prayer grows our hope. This life is hard. We face difficulties of varying degrees daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly. Some of us struggle with debilitating physical, emotional, or relational pain. We know we have the victory because Jesus says we do, but when it feels like we're on the losing end of a daily battle with pain, that victory feels out of reach. But God, He makes a way for us to know Him and His power. He gave us the Holy Spirit to guide us and to help us walk in power and victory. A prayer for empowerment. Holy God, thank You for that You gave us prayer as a way to communicate with You. Forgive me for treating it with carelessness. Forgive my fatalism. You long for me to pray in faith, believing and trusting that You will reveal Yourself to me. Will You open my eyes to understand what's happening in front of me and behind the scenes? Will You give me the power of Your Spirit so that I can believe that my prayers matter? Pour out Your wisdom on me so I can know how to pray and what to pray. Your Spirit in me is the same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and I long for You to flow through me continually so that I may be pure, refined, and prepared for Your purpose in my life. Thank You for hearing my prayer and loving me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art, inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.